Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This is Issues 2017. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Wichita Vice Mayor Janet Miller. Welcome to Issues 2017.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You represent the District 6, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
What's the geographic area there?
That is a center city district. Our southern boundary is the north half of Douglas, and the district runs all the way north to Valley Center, and then on the east, it kind of jogs, but mostly Washington, Hydraulic, the canal route. And then on the west, it's largely the Big Ditch, although we do have a few precincts west of the Big Ditch now.
Really?
Yes.
You were first elected in 2009, if my notes are correct.
Yes.
What did you do before that?
Well, immediately before that, I was a community volunteer for a couple of years. And before that, I was with Kansas Health Foundation, and before that, Exploration Place.
Did you grow up in Wichita?
I did not. I grew up in Manhattan, Kansas. My dad taught at the university there, so I grew up there, went to college there, and then moved to Wichita in 1986.
1986, okay.
So 30 years I've been here. So uh-huh. I've lived here now longer than I lived in Manhattan, so I consider Wichita home.
It's got to be. Got to be. What motivated you back in the day to run for city council? Why'd you get involved in this?
Well, I had been involved in my own neighborhood association since the early 90s and then got involved in some city issues and got to know our city council member at that time, Joan Cole, and then subsequently got to know her successor, council member Sharon Feary, and worked with them on a number of city and neighborhood related issues. And when Sharon Feary was term limited, before she was term limited, we started looking for candidates who would run for her seat, who would kind of continue in the tradition of the past 16 years, focusing on issues that had been of importance to us. And it turned out we kind of came up shorthanded, and so ultimately I decided to step in and give it a try.
Okay. What have you learned over the past 8 years that you didn't know before?
I think one of the things that is hard to believe is how unaware people in our community can be, given the fact that we have so many opportunities for so much information, that it's still very hard to communicate with people to let them know about what issues are going on. And so sometimes we may have been talking about an issue or a concern for weeks or months, and I'll be talking with people and they won't know anything about it. And I'm always surprised by how easily it is to miss important issues in the community, and it's a struggle to figure out how to help people be more aware of those kinds of things.
People get involved in their own little world, and that's about it, huh?
Right, yes, and I don't want to make anybody feel bad about that, because we're all doing good things, and we've got families, and we're working, and it's just with so much information, and sometimes it's information overload, it's hard to believe that part of the information is actually missing.
You're right.
From their lives. So.
Now, you are serving as vice mayor on an elected mayor board. How does that work?
Well, Wichita has 6 city council districts, and each council district elects a representative, and then all Wichitans at large elect a mayor. And then each year, the council and the mayor, the 7 of us, vote to elect one of ourselves as the vice mayor, and generally it's kind of on a rotating basis, and each district takes a turn running and serving as vice mayor. And typically that means that when the mayor is unavailable to be at an appearance or to run a meeting, the vice mayor steps in to do that. There's just so much in Wichita, the mayor can't be everywhere all the time and needs a backup, and that's largely what the vice mayor does.
Does that bring a large increase in pay for that position then?
Yeah, no. It means an increase in time spent, but that's okay. We all enjoy spending the opportunity of a year supporting the mayor and taking on some additional responsibilities.
What would you say are the 2 or 3 most important issues in your district?
You know, at any given time, those change. You could ask me next week, and I'd probably answer differently. But in the big scheme of things, I always try to keep my eye on, you know, the economy, making sure that what we're doing is working toward a vibrant economy. I focus on neighborhoods, making sure that neighborhoods are being served, that they know how to access city resources, that their problems are being addressed. And a third one for me is quality of life. I think it's very important that the city make investments in quality of life initiatives, because if Wichita is not a place that people want to live, then we're going to continue to lose our young talent. Businesses will not look fondly upon Wichita as a place to stay, to grow their business, or to relocate their business. So those are the big 3 that I always focus on. A special area of emphasis right now is the north end of Wichita. We have been working on some initiatives around Evergreen Recreation Center. Our neighborhood center is up there, and looking at some initiatives to revitalize that center and create a center for community resources, for activity, for cultural celebration, for community education. And so we've been spending quite a bit of time on that recently.
And as far as the entire city, what do you think are the most important 1 or 2 issues for the city at large then?
You know, I think the city at large issues are not significantly different. I think we always have to keep our eye on the economy and helping make sure that we have an environment here that businesses can be successful, that they want to stay and they want to grow, so that we can extend our tax base. Again, focusing on investments in quality of life initiatives, some of which hopefully we'll talk about here today that help encourage people to stay here and to come here. And then to make sure that we're not forgetting about populations that might need additional focus or resources, and how do we take care of everyone in our community to the best we can.
You know, at a time when politics, I think I'm safe in saying politics is a divisive thing in our country, the city council seems to work well together. You behave nearly as adults down there.
That is a really big issue, and it's one that I'm glad that you're asking about, because I do hope people give some serious thought to why that might be. Most of us on the council, I think, are in agreement that one of the biggest reasons is that we're what's called a nonpartisan council, meaning we do not run with a party label. we all just run against each other. So anyone, regardless of party affiliation or no affiliation, can run for city council. And so we're not bound by party politics or by political philosophy. And I think that makes a huge difference. And the sad thing is that there is, we believe, a push at the state level to require municipalities to become partisan, to run on party platforms like counties and like the state and our federal offices. Most of us on the council, I think, are not in support of that because we feel like our governance structure works very well the way it is, and that it really has eliminated that divisiveness and has allowed us to work together. So we're very hopeful that it will remain as is.
Yeah, much has been said recently about Interest Bank Arena and Paul McCartney. By the way, are you going to the show?
I am not, but I'm not a real concert goer, so but I'm super happy he's coming, though.
Really?
Yes.
Some people may not realize that the arena came after a close public vote there in 2004, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
So, yeah, there's one where just a few votes got that thing going.
Well, that's a nice, simple way to put it, although it took an enormous effort to convince voters that would be a quality of life investment for the city of Wichita. And now, annually, that brings in millions of dollars of investment into our community, spending in our community to people who come to those concerts. We have people who come from other states, from other cities to Wichita, and rarely do they only go to a concert. I mean, at some point, they buy gas, they eat here, they probably shop here, some stay in hotels here. And so those are all dollars from outside coming into our community, which are very valuable. So it has been a great investment. It's paid for itself. By the time the sales tax was paid off, the whole facility was paid for. So there's no ongoing debt.
And some money in the bank, too.
And some money in the bank to do some upgrades, which are being done now. And the sales tax sunset, just like it was promised. So all in all, it was a great project and a great investment. And you know what? The world didn't end because there was not enough parking. There turns out there's plenty of parking. People can get to and from concerts without much difficulty. So it was a good investment. By the county, by the way,
right.
and taxpayers. That was a county project.
It was. And now where do you want to go with Century 2 and a downtown visitor attraction center, either to renovate or replace? Where do you want to go with Century 2 then?
Well, that is going to be a big issue upcoming in our community for a lot of community conversation. I think it's become apparent that the Century 2 building itself, the round one, has become very outdated in terms of its abilities to provide the kinds of environments that are needed for successful performing arts. Many of the performing arts groups are frustrated with the facility. It's very difficult to bring in well-known shows that people would like to go to. Our convention business has been dropping off in the past few years, not because there isn't business interest. We still have the same number of groups interested in looking at us to come here, but they ultimately choose other convention and meeting facilities because ours are so inadequate and outdated. And so in order for us to continue the millions of dollars of investment that come from meetings, conferences, performing arts, and other activities at those facilities, we are going to need to upgrade them. And how that's done right now is up for community to discussion. And I know it will be a lot of robust discussion about that, whether the old Century 2 comes down and it's completely replaced or if it's renovated and additional facilities built alongside it. Those are some of the issues that are going to be tackled.
Sounds like you've got an open mind on this thing. And Jennifer, you want to see some ideas?
I definitely have an open mind on it. I recognize that a round building, concrete, is very difficult to retrofit. And if it could have been done, it really would have been done. I don't think it will work for performing arts on an ongoing basis. So we'd have to figure out what could go in a round building with pie-shaped spaces.
All right. You're listening to Issues 2017 on the Entercom radio stations. And our guest is Wichita Vice Mayor Janet Miller. And now, where are you on the possible lowering of first-time marijuana possession penalty?
I have been supportive of the efforts to reduce penalties. I am not advocating the legalization of marijuana, but I think it's become apparent across the country and in Wichita that the penalties do nothing to prevent or discourage people from using marijuana. So if they're not working for that purpose, then you have to look at, are they causing other problems? And the answer is yes, that the very high penalties cause a spiral of other problems for many people in terms of when they can't pay the fines, and the fines can be as high as right now, like the lowest they are is $1,000. Well, they can be lower, but the maximum penalties are at $1,000 and $2,500. Plus, in some cases, jail time. And those penalties are not proportionate to the crime. And they make it very difficult for people to pay those fines, to be successful. What am I trying to say here? Mm-hmm. It makes it very difficult for people to get themselves out of that situation. Yeah, and it causes long-term financial difficulties. It can cause a spiral where people lose their jobs and then they don't have money for their families and on and on and on. So the penalties are causing problems even greater than and beyond the possession or the use of marijuana.
Now, let me ask you what your thoughts are on the River Corridor project. It seems to be something that's really exciting, and where do you think about that?
People have been asking for years for more activation on the river. They want to have opportunities to be closer to the river, to be down near the water, to enjoy that natural amenity that Wichita has. And so we are starting to move on some of those kinds of suggestions. The new River Vista project will have a boats and bikes rental component to it. There'll be an outdoor green space for concerts and activities and events. And so the next phase we're looking at doing is what you're asking about, which would be a renovation or probably more likely replacement of Lawrence Dumont Stadium with a new baseball team, with a museum component for the National Baseball Congress. And we're also looking at the NCAA Hall of Fame for baseball. So those are all great possibilities for bringing more people to the river area and giving more opportunity for people to access the river in different ways.
I don't know what your knowledge is of sports, but how important do you think AAA baseball is to Wichita? I mean, that's the top level of minor league before you get to the big time. And we were AAA back in the day. That's been many, many years ago. But how important is that?
You know, the sports enthusiasts in Wichita will say that it's extremely important. Now, I am not as well versed on that subject as many are. And so I defer to those who tell me that there is a significant audience for that level of baseball. Certainly, I know the Wranglers have a big following. I think it would be even a bigger following if it were a AAA team. And so there seems to be a lot of enthusiasm around it from all the community conversation I've been hearing.
River Festival is coming up. It's next month. Talk about the festival's importance to Wichita.
The festival is one of the largest festivals in Kansas, bringing hundreds of thousands of people to the Center City to enjoy everything that the river has to offer, plus more. And the River Festival folks have done a great job of maintaining and growing that festival over the years, and it is a good time. If you can't find something to do that you would enjoy at the River Festival, I would be very surprised. There is something for everyone, whether you like the smaller kinds of events or you like to be right down there with the big crowds. But it continues to be very well attended. It continues to be extraordinarily safe. We've had no incidents of violence, and the police have been very pleased with crowds and how they've behaved themselves. And so hopefully we'll have some good weather coming up and have another great 2017 festival.
Are most of our city's museums in your district?
You know, quite a few of them are in the museums on the River District. Botanica, Cowtown, the Art Museum, the Mid-America All-Indian Center is there. So we have quite a number of them and are very, very happy to be home to those.
You know, and it's a terrible question, but do you have a favorite among those?
That is a terrible question, and that's like asking someone to choose between their children. So no, I don't have a favorite. They all hold a very special place because they're all very unique. There you can hardly compare them to each other.
Right. Well, I live in Riverside, and I'm struck by the contrast in property upkeep from one block to the next, from one house to the next. Tell me about combating blight.
Well, blight is another issue that falls into the categories we were talking about earlier. And it's one that we've really, really struggled with because Kansas is a very property rights oriented state. And so we believe it's kind of in our DNA that property owners ought to be able to do whatever they want or not want to do with their properties, which means that we don't have a lot of code restrictions. What we do have are very minimal codes in terms of property upkeep. And that's very frustrating for people who live next door or close to properties for whatever reason. There are a variety of reasons the properties are not upkept. Many times there are vacant properties, and they're that way because of title concerns and problems. And so Councilmember Williams and some others have been working at the state level, trying to initiate some new legislation that would help get some of those vacant homes into the hands of nonprofits who could renovate those and sell them to first-time home buyers at reasonable prices. And so we would be doing two things with that. We would be eliminating blight and also helping individuals become homeowners for the first time. So certainly there's a great desire on the part of many to address that issue, but in our state where we're so property rights oriented, it does become a challenge.
Should Wichitans believe there's something special about our town?
Oh, absolutely. Wichita has so many great things going from it in terms of both the employers that we have here to all of the community quality of life investments. We have one of the top 25 zoos. We have a science technology center. Our university is becoming well-known all over the country. Our major university, Wichita State, our state university, is becoming known all over the country for its innovative work. Plus, we have a number of other higher education opportunities in the city. Our school district is a great school district here. We have lots of shopping opportunities. So there's really a lot going on in Wichita. You can't even hardly read the whole go section every Friday from cover to cover in a short period in one sitting anymore because there's so much going on here. So I think there are many, many things to be proud of in Wichita. And interestingly, you know, it's people who move here or visit here who are most excited about Wichita. And so I think sometimes we just forget, those of us who've lived here for a long time and maybe don't recognize and see it through the eyes of someone from the outside, what a treasure that Wichita really is.
Sometimes you don't get out and visit some of these other places.
That's right. You know they exist, but you don't go there. We don't go there. And so when other people visit, they're like, wow, I had no idea Wichita is so awesome. And recruiters in the city tell us that they have a difficult time recruiting people here. But once they're here, they'd love Wichita. And you can see that among people who do come here for jobs and then they may move to other jobs, but they stay here because they know what a great treasure Wichita is.
Now, what are your dreams for the future of this city?
Well, I would like to see us continue going in the direction that we're going. I think we've really got some momentum and some synergy around a number of initiatives in Wichita, and I'd like to see that continue. Certainly, there's always more to be done. It's a marathon, not a sprint, but I think we're going in a really great direction. I think we're building community pride. I don't know if you've noticed, like I have, that the interest in the pride in the Wichita flag. I think there's just a resurgence of pride in Wichita, and I'd like to see us continue that. I think that's great for our community.
What's the hardest part about being a city council member in Wichita?
You know, I think just the challenge of there's always so much you want to see done, and there are so many good ideas that you would like to see implemented, but the challenge is always resources, where it's always a matter of figuring out how to do more with less. And at some point, you end up doing less with less, and so that's a challenge. But that's part of the work, and you know, you come into the office knowing that the resources are finite and that you have to be a good steward of those and that you have to figure out how to allocate those most efficiently and effectively.
What do you like best about the job of being a city council member?
What I like most is helping people access city government. You know, the city is in place to provide services that individuals can't provide for themselves or that the private sector doesn't provide. And sometimes it's hard for individuals to know how to access those resources or to believe that their elected representatives listen to them and are interested in hearing what they have to say. And it's always very rewarding when you have an opportunity to talk to a group or to help an individual solve a problem or to help a group implement an initiative that they had been hoping to get done. And they're always like, wow, I didn't really know that I could call you up and talk to you about this and that you would help us accomplish this. And so those things are very rewarding when that happens.
You're kind of a facilitator there, I think is what they call it.
You know, that's exactly the way I have always viewed this position, is that I'm not the one with the good ideas. I'm the one who's charged with helping pull together those ideas and facilitate how to get those implemented. And so that's what I have really enjoyed about this work.
So what does your future hold then?
Well, I may be knocking on your door asking if you're hiring about a year from now, but I don't know.
We have term limits, right?
Yes, I do. We have term limits, right. Okay. So at the end of this year, I will be concluding my allowed 8 years of service and rotating off, and there'll be a new council member coming in. And I'm exploring other opportunities. It's an opportunity to reinvent myself. It's both a little scary because I'm not sure what the future holds, but it's also an opportunity. How many people have the luxury of knowing that they're going to get to do something different in 8 months?
Well, listen, thank you for being with us, and best of luck to you, whatever you decide to do. And again, we appreciate your time this morning. Our guest, Wichita Vice Mayor Janet Miller. That's all for this edition of Issues 2017. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.